is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Thank you. Hi.
Today, for Weird News, we are starting off with one that, naturally is weird, but I just think this is kind of funny because I saw images that went along with this.
Yeah, me too.
And it looks ridiculous. in China, there are people out there who are fighting bulls, like bullfighting, but it's not like bullfighting in Spain, you know, where they have like the matador and they like have like the little blanket that's red. And
right.
I'm sure there are proper names for all these things.
I know.
But in China, they are using kung fu to actually fight the bull, like bullfighting.
Yeah, like they are physically fighting the bull,
right,
using kung fu.
Yes.
This is... I don't know what makes
ridiculous.
Them think that they could win against a bull, no matter what kind of kung fu they're doing. Like,
I mean,
bulls are large.
Some people must, or else I feel like they wouldn't keep going.
Yeah.
Because, like, so what they're trying to do is they're trying to take the bull and just, like, take it down. Like, bring it to the ground.
Okay.
Kind of like how you, when you wrestle anyone.
Yeah.
Like, you try to just bring them down.
Right.
Or I guess when you, like, fight someone, like in kung fu, you're trying to, like, bring them down.
Right.
I don't know. But... it's ridiculous. Anyway, I am sure PETA is very upset about this. Actually, I know for a fact that PETA is really
right.
upset about this. And to be honest, I feel kind of bad for the bulls, too.
Right.
Like, just literally being manhandled. Like, I feel kind of bad.
Right? I mean, I'm sure the bull can do more damage to the men, but seriously, it's like... they can only do so much. They don't have arms that with opposed
right,
thumbs.
Right, and they're like in a ring.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, their best defense is ram them with their horns or kick the mess out of them.
Yeah.
So it's
I feel kind of bad for him. The article that I read about this focused on a kung fu teacher whose name is Ren Zuhai. Yeah. And Ren will enter a ring and he will spar the bull. And the bull is like 5 times his weight.
Yeah.
And very capable of killing him. I mean, it could just land on him.
Yeah.
Honestly. So he like does like the bullfighting, you know, with his martial arts. And obviously this article says that it worries his mother, which I would imagine.
Right. He can die.
He could die.
Literally in
yeah.
there. Like one step on his back
right.
or something
yeah.
from the bull and
seriously.
He's gone.
Yeah. He's 24 years old. Apparently he has never been hurt, but you know, whatever.
okay.
And he says that he really enjoys like fighting bulls. He says it's exciting, which I'm sure they say about anything that could almost kill you.
This is like an interesting, like, what is the rush, the adrenaline
oh,
rush?
Yeah.
Jump out of an airplane, go skydiving, do something
I like
else.
How we suggest jumping out of an airplane.
But nobody's getting hurt. Like a bull, animals aren't getting hurt.
I mean, people get hurt. In,
yeah.
Like...
Jumping
out of planes,
risk, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is an interesting choice for an adrenaline rush, I will say.
It is.
I mean, you could bungee jump. Anyway,
exactly.
It is interesting. So, as we said, this is using kung fu. So they're not using swords. They don't use any other like tools, just their hands. And they just try and bring the bull down. And the bull can weigh up to like 882 pounds.
Wow.
It's huge. Huge.
So, okay, kung fu, they don't use kicking. I thought they did.
I don't know. They might.
But they're only allowed to use their hands.
Well, sorry. I meant they just use their body.
Okay.
So they're not using, like in bullfighting, they like will stab
yeah.
the bull, you know?
And, oh, no.
Yeah. So they're like, they're not using any tools besides
yeah.
their body.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So they're not doing anything else. I don't,
maybe.
Because even in bullfighting, they like tie a strap around the bull.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that in this.
Okay,
they're
good,
just
good.
Squaring off with it.
Gosh, they are crazy.
Yeah.
Why?
It's so weird. And it's like, I feel like some of the people who do this bullfighting say that Spanish bullfighting is kind of like a performance and like a show.
Okay.
And that this version is just like more serious, like it's a contest, like going human strength against bull, and that there are lots of like skills involved and it can be really dangerous. I mean, I think Spanish bullfighting can be really dangerous and there's lots of skill, but
right,
you know, I don't kung fu bulls, right? So
exactly,
I have different opinions about it. It can be a really physically demanding sport, as you can imagine. The fighters do a lot of training. And I mean, typically they have very short careers, which, yeah, sounds about right. It is like a sport, like it's like people coach other fighters for this.
Like how
there's
though?
Like a school for it.
Weird.
I don't know what the like
they have to know like special. Are. Yeah. Special. What is it?
Like moves.
I know.
Yeah. Like you can't even put your
pressure
arms
points,
around a bull.
I don't know. What something. Do you do? I know. Serenade the bull.
I can't
in a
even
special...
yeah, just trick them.
I know.
Make them go to sleep to
oh
fall
my
down.
God.
I can't even imagine.
This is so weird. Why?
I mean, we're gonna have to go. I mean, obviously, we're just gonna have to travel there and watch it. Which I don't know if I can.
We don't
do
have
that
to
live.
Travel. They probably have it on YouTube.
You're right. We have technology.
Right. We don't have to see it in real life.
Good. I don't want to. And it is like, so the fighter will approach the bull head on. And then it'll try and, oh, here's the answer. It'll try and grab its horns, and then it, like, will twist. The fighter will try and twist the bull, which then
okay.
kind of turns the head.
Yep.
And that will make the bull topple over.
So the goal is to make the bull fall.
Yes. So you're just bringing it down. You're just having it come to the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's, like, a big, like, concentration of energy that the fighter
yeah.
will just, like, put all of a sudden into, like, into this bull. So I could see that being interesting, I guess.
I mean, but them twisting the horns and all that, couldn't that like break the bull's neck or something? I
yeah.
can only imagine. That's.
I mean, I oh. could. Yeah, I could see that happening.
That bull is going to be really pissed if you mess up.
I know. The bull's going to need like a chiropractor or
I
something.
Know.
And then apparently if the first fighter who goes into the ring gets tired, another one can step in. And then the one who steps in, though, has just 3 minutes to wrestle the bull to the ground. Or the fighter will lose.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I mean, it is like a big, fast, explosive.
Yeah.
Like they're like in a very sudden rush. It's
so,
not long. It doesn't
yeah.
sound like.
And they like train to like channel their energy in,
mm-hmm.
in for all of this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so crazy. I kind of want to see it, but I'm kind of scared at the same time.
Me too.
Yeah.
Also, apparently the bulls are trained before they enter the ring. So the bulls are kind of trained to like spread out their limbs and like find a corner which braces themselves
okay.
so they won't be toppled over as much, which again I feel like would just hurt the bull more.
Yeah, how do you train a bull first
I have
of all?
No, I mean people do, but I can't imagine it being easy.
Yeah, I wonder how many lives are lost trying to train a bull.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's so crazy. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
What? Whose idea? It had to be a man's. Yeah. I am not sorry for saying that. No,
I definitely agree.
This is a man's idea.
This is like a man's sport.
Right.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you know, ladies, if you enjoy it too, that's fine. But I read about all men doing this.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, apparently, some of the fighters say that the bulls get better treatment than the ones involved in Spanish bullfighting. And like, because I mean, they're not killing the animal.
Yeah.
But animal rights activists obviously believe that this Chinese form of bullfighting is still painful for the animals, and it's still cruel, and it's basically cruelty as a form of entertainment.
Right.
Which,
right.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Well, I don't see the difference if then there's like, it's human on animal, but
mm-hmm.
still, it's like you're fighting an animal. Animals has to defend itself, right? So I don't see the difference of like dog fighting or chicken fighting or anything like that. So why are they allowing the bulls to still to be in like a cage, almost like big enough for
mm-hmm.
it to be defending itself? That's so messed up. I'm on PETA's side on this one. Y'all better stop.
I also don't think it's like worth. Like I don't. It's just for sport, like for
yeah.
like people to just watch, like entertainment. It's like, you know, like some people hunt to like feed themselves.
Yeah,
you know, like
mm-hmm.
this is not that.
Right, and it's and some people hunt. It's not just to feed themselves, but it's like also population control,
mm-hmm.
control for like
mm-hmm.
that part, those parts of the area where that animal is like reproducing quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, we're gonna have a hunting season.
And then,
cool.
Yeah, there's
we
seasons
get,
for
yeah,
it. Yeah,
exactly. But this is just for people to watch.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's weird.
This is interesting.
Also, is it that, are there that many people go to watch it? Is it that lucrative of a business?
I don't know. I hope not. I hope it kills off.
Yeah, I have a hard time. It kills off the sport, not the bull.
Right. Yeah. That's what I
have a hard time imagining a bunch of people are lining up for this. But right. I could be wrong.
Some people like to watch weird things. That's true.
People watch dog fights. So, I mean.
I know. So sad.
It's weird. Also, PETA has issued a statement that in Chinese bullfighting, we cannot deny the bulls experience pain. As long as it exists, this means there is suffering. And so PETA does not support this, obviously.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I really feel like that shouldn't be a surprise. Anyway, I think that's weird. And
yeah, it is weird. And sad.
I think it's kind of sad, yeah. Also, it's interesting that someone dedicates their life to bull, like, wrestling.
Yeah.
That's very bizarre to me.
Why don't you wrestle, like, humans?
Like another person?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, who knows where the future of Chinese bullfighting, I know, is going.
I hope, but it doesn't go very far.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, needless to say, those guys are probably a lot tougher than me. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
More fearless. So at least you got that. You definitely have.
Right.
Before we go on a break, I just want to say that Christmas is coming up. You're getting gifts for everyone, and you should definitely invest and get a gift for yourself. And the perfect gift is Audible. If you like to read, but you're always on the go and you don't have time to sit down and read a book, you can listen to a book. Audible has many great books that you can choose from, like mysteries, thrillers, crime, like fiction, autobiographies, so many different things. And right now, you can get a great deal. You can start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/GSMCWeirdNews or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500, and you can get this great Audible deal. Again, that is audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. We're going to go on a break, and then we'll come back and talk about some more weird news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some weird news stories, and this one is pretty funny. So, some Marines were doing a flyby over Southern California.
Yeah.
And while flying over the California skies, they drew a penis in the air.
Yeah, they so, did. Picked up by a radar.
Yes. Like a radar scan.
Yeah.
So, like, when they're doing it, so they're just flying in the shape.
Yeah.
But then there is apparently a website that, like, tracks where, like, different pilots fly. And it's not, I don't believe it's a military website. Like, it's not sponsored by the military. It's just, like, other people do this.
Right. So it tracks, like, the route or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So because they're tracking the route, they caught a picture of this. Yeah. So it's, like, a green line following the path of the plane. And then drawing a penis.
Yeah, they did.
Yep. And there were two pilots who did this. Their names have not been released, but the military has announced that the Marine pilots have been disciplined for making this flight path, and they will be allowed to keep flying. So they're not going to be they're not going to have their wings taken away, basically. Which is interesting.
That is. I mean,
I don't know what I would expect. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's not terrible.
Yeah. I don't really.
I'm not sure. The quote is, two Marine Corps aviators were administratively disciplined following the completion of an investigation into the facts and circumstances surrounding an October 23rd irregular flight pattern that resulted in an obscene image. What a military statement.
Yeah.
So there wasn't any details released of the punishment that the Marines were given because of this. And it was like administrative discipline.
Yeah, they got talked to and it just don't do it again.
They just did some paperwork for a day.
Yeah.
So they're back in the air, and this was from the base air station Miramar in California. Miramar. Yeah, that not Myanmar. Miramar in California. And so they were flying. They were in T-34C jets. And the flight pattern actually went viral when it was picked up by this radar. And the site that picked it up shared it on Twitter. If you're looking for the Twitter account, it's Aircraft Sports. And so this happened in October. They were the pilots, their punishment was looked into and everything in November. And the investigation has ended. But... I just think it's funny. You should really look it up. You should look up the image. Again, that is Aircraft Sports. They're on Twitter. And they caught this image right on.
Yeah.
Also, to be honest, I'm kind of impressed they did that. They, like, drew that out so well.
I'm surprised, too. I was just like, how would you know? Like, you had to plan this before. But it's funny because the image, like, with the green, it's like a green kind of trail. And they're, like, going in random circles just at the bottom.
Right. And then suddenly they just leave and draw a perfect image.
Yeah. And then just... end it like that. It's hilarious. It's kind of funny to see. Not
they
even
really
gonna lie.
Did. I don't know how to describe this without being weird. Right.
It's weird. No, it's
a detailed cartoon penis.
Yeah, and they did it at the same exact location though.
Yeah,
each of these pilots.
Each of them did.
Yeah,
so they planned it out. Oh, and I'm surprised it didn't just get into scribbles. I mean, that shows how great of a pilot I would be.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm kind of impressed. They did pretty well.
Yeah, because they're flying in some decently straight lines.
Yeah.
Nice loops there.
Yeah, nice then, loops.
Right.
They really ended it off well.
They
capped it well. You could say
exactly. oh my gosh,
I'm like pretty impressed.
I am. Go ahead. Like,
it's pretty funny.
good planning.
Also, they are not the first military pilots to do something like this. Something like this happened back in November 2017. A Navy crew member was disciplined for making giant sky drawings of penises while flying over Washington.
So like same radar kind of version, or like
I don't
with
know
the
if
cloud
it was,
or the
well,
smoke.
I'm sure it was like the same,
yeah.
Like because you know this was drawn over the skies because of the
the track it goes or whatever.
I don't know what to say. Like it's not exhaust from a plane,
right?
Someone will correct me. But it's like the trail that from their plane.
Mm-hmm.
But then this was particularly good because the radar from the site had tracked it. So it's like when you see. Like circles in corn.
Yeah.
When you like fly over something.
Yeah.
Like the image is clear from the radar image.
Yeah. You couldn't see it like in real life. Unless
you might
had
have from the cloud, like from the plane. If you had
if
been there
had
right at that moment.
Exactly.
And like the wind didn't just blow it away.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
The radar image is pretty clear. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Really good. So I think that's pretty funny. I guess it's just a reoccurring thing, which is really not surprising.
Right. They cut two of them. Let's see if there's three.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, the disciplinary action might not be that bad if people are, multiple people are
probably
doing
not.
It. They're just going to be
sure
like, please stop doing that. Please.
Oh, yeah. You just get a serious talking to it.
I know.
I'm sure other people in the military are like, yep, did it again.
Right. Exactly. And it's crazy. It's like I said, the body of what is that? Like a lake or something? Like what is?
Yeah, it looks
the blue
like they're flying
area?
Over a lake.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's shaped like it by itself. I know.
They're just like copying the lake underneath them.
I know. Okay. Yeah. That nice story.
They did it well. Going on to our next story. This is also pretty funny. In Virginia, a man used a flamethrower to clear his driveway of snow.
Smart.
This is pretty, this was good. I wouldn't want to shovel snow. I have never shoveled snow. I cannot imagine being good at it.
No.
He's an innovator, really, I have to say.
It's the worst. I'm trying to tell you. That's your day. That's your workout for like a week. Seriously, it sucks.
Nope. I'd be very bad at that. So Nathaniel Kaplinger decided to ditch the shovel and he got a flamethrower instead. I feel like this man echoes your statements about shoveling snow. So Nathaniel said that he hates shoveling snow and he read an ad in a magazine about a blowtorch and it advertised its usefulness in clearing snow. So other people have done this apparently.
Right.
He decided to try it out And he bought one after researching the state and local laws, and he actually consulted with local officials, so that way he knew he wouldn't get in trouble for using a flamethrower.
Right, for breaking the law.
Yeah. So good on him.
Right.
And he said that the flamethrower worked like a charm, but he did emphasize the importance of using the device safely. He said, make sure there are no flammables nearby, and make sure it's only what you want to burn. Make sure afterwards you hang out for about a half an hour and make sure that nothing reignites.
Yeah.
So good advice,
smart.
I would say.
Way to be safe about it. Yeah. Good on you.
I feel like he's doing it right. You know, if you're going to flamethrower the snow out of your driveway, do it right.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like a so much better way to get snow. So he didn't do it like on his car. He was probably, from the picture that I saw, he was a good like 3 to 4 feet from his car. Even a little bit farther from getting the snow there. But the other snow, like on his driveway and stuff, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea. I'm kind of surprised other people don't do it. Probably because, I mean, I would imagine a blowtorch is kind of expensive.
Right.
But also, I think probably more people will try this after this story.
Yeah. Well, also, it has like an up to side because it gets rid of the snow. But depending on how cold it is, the melted snow could cause like ice.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So be careful with that too.
Yeah, I can see that being bad. Good point. I don't think about these things living in California where it doesn't snow.
Yeah.
Public safety officials in Amherst, which is where Nathaniel lives, said that while his method worked, it may not be for everyone. And officials have encouraged that anyone who is thinking about using a blowtorch to do this, they should contact their local officials first, just to, you know, make sure you're not breaking any like crazy law out there and people know what you're doing. So, you know, if kids just see a random man walking around with a flamethrower outside, you might freak out a bit.
You might cause some kind of suspicion, especially with people calling the police for every little thing nowadays.
Right. Also, like in Home Alone, kids just freaked out because a guy with a like bucket was like shoveling like salt onto the road. I can't imagine kids like seeing this guy and being like, oh man, he's definitely a murderer.
Right. You know? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty funny though.
It is. The pictures, I would try it. If I ever lived in the snow again, which I probably never will because I refuse, been there, done that, I would probably use this guy's method though.
Yeah, no, I think, do you think it would work though if there was like feet of snow? Like, I feel like it might take a little while.
I think it would. It's not, depending on the kind of snow, I would have to say, because you get the different kinds of snows like that. Big fluffy stuff that would melt super quick.
Yeah.
And then, but then there's like that fluffy stuff that stayed overnight and it just gets compact.
Yeah.
That mess would take forever.
Like the icier snow.
Yeah. And it's like that more crunchier kind of, and it's just like, you know what? I'm staying home today. I'm not driving in that. So
yeah, I can't even imagine driving in snow.
Yeah.
I would die.
It's not
I
fun.
Freak out in the rain. Like,
And then also like when you're melting the snow and the water mixes with the with other snow that's around it, it turns into like this slushy kind of stuff. So then it's just irritating. And then you're stepping in like this slushy, watery, just goop. It's not fun. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine that. I really can't. I know that sounds crazy to people who live in snow, like, regularly.
Mm-hmm.
My poor little California mind can't imagine living in snow.
It's not fun.
No. Nope.
It's heavy when you shovel it, and then it's just a nuisance, because it's like, when you move it and shovel it off to the side, then it's just a wall of snow there. It's like, now what are you going to do with that? It's just in the way.
And black ice everywhere?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Black ice is dumb. I hate that's like the worst too, because if you live in an area where there's snow, like, you'll get all these SUV drivers who have four-wheel drive and just think they're the like amazing because they can just fly through and it's like your four-wheel drive will still slip on that snow. Like, I don't know what you're thinking you're going 65 miles an hour on the freeway for in this blizzard, but whatever. Do you? And then those are always the ones you see like spun off on the side of the road.
Gosh.
You're an idiot.
No, thank you. Not for me.
Yeah.
We're about to take a break, but before we go, I just want to mention again, a great deal. Christmas is coming up. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to the gift of Audible. It's a great way to get in reading when you don't have time to sit down and read. You can listen to many different books. And with this great deal, you can start a 30-day free trial and your first audiobook is free, which is a wonderful deal. And you can get this by going to audible.com/GSMC Weird News, or you can text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. Again, that is audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. And as I said, your first audiobook is free and it's a free 30-day trial. So go to Audible and check it out. We're going to take a break and then we will come back and finish up our weird news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We are finishing up our episode. We are talking about a story that is funny and sad.
Yes.
So in Missouri, a judge has ordered a poacher to repeatedly watch Bambi in jail.
Yes, that's what you get.
That is what you get. You have to watch that poor little like Bambi without his mom.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a tearjerker. So in Missouri, a poacher has been ordered to watch Bambi as part of his sentence for illegally killing apparently hundreds of deer, which is super sad.
Wow.
I know. Like, that's a serious poacher. That's terrible.
Right. Why was he killing them?
I don't know, to be honest.
Just for fun?
I guess.
Weirdo.
So the man is David Berry Jr., and he has to watch this Walt Disney classic at least once a month during his year-long jail sentence.
Yes.
Conservation agents are calling this bust of, like, the poachers one of the largest deer poaching cases in state history.
Wow.
Prosecutors say that the deer were killed for their heads. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's... What is that like? Maybe not fun, but like trophy.
Yeah, it's trophy. Like for they the trophy mount hunting. Them on the wall.
Yeah, and their bodies were just left to rot, which is awful.
No.
So all they did was take their heads for like the when they mount them on the wall, you know, and they get them taxidermied.
Yeah, and that's the horrible thing there is the bigger the antlers or the horns on them, it's antlers. Yeah. The bigger the antlers, the better, I guess, self-pride or whatever they get. Like that's the better trophy quote air quotes. That for like hunters and I'm just like I don't get it for what
that's what, also who wants to sit in the living room and have that staring down at
there's
you?
So many people
I know.
Like they'll have deer elk just bear I don't oh my gosh good watch Bambi
you have to watch Bambi and so this man was convicted in Southwest Missouri's Lawrence County for illegally taking wildlife. And then three relatives and another man were also caught in connection to the poaching case.
Oh, wow.
And they've paid $51,000 in fines and court costs.
Oh, see, I bet it wasn't worth it.
Mm. No, it's not. Also, that's terrible. You're just leaving. Like, you're not even going to eat it.
That's what I'm saying. They just left the bodies. They could have at least took the bodies and kept the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And even
kept
like
the hides.
The hide. Exactly. Yeah. People use that like for... Right. Blankets or clothes or whatever.
Right, like, yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
You have a deer rug.
I know. What a waste. Oh, come on.
No, that's terrible. I mean, I could see why they said that was one of the largest, like, like busts of poaching. It's terrible.
That's like what I think when you see, like, the people who go to Africa and hunt, like, lions and giraffes.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know you probably keep the heads, but what do you do with the rest of the body? Like, you're not going around saying, I had a great giraffe sandwich today. You're not going to eat the meat.
I know. It's so sad when I see that.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
It's like a big animal, too. You could feed so many people.
I know.
And you're going to take, like, the tusks. Ugh. God.
And the tusks, that one makes me mad.
That
the
makes
tusks,
me so mad.
Which I'll probably talk about that on another news story. But like the tigers that are legal to hunt. Ugh.
Or just take for their paws.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
They're zero use to anything.
Yeah. Well, some people believe that those like animal parts like have medicinal purposes or whatever.
Right. Well, with the tusks, they have shown like studies have shown that it's like there it doesn't benefit. Like there's it doesn't help. Like it's all in your head.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you think that this, you know, iron or ivory would help you, it's not.
Right.
It's like,
I mean, that's what's like Yeah,
we'll talk about that.
So many opinions on that.
We have a lot of thoughts about that.
Just don't be a poacher. Just don't do it.
Yeah, why?
It's not worth it.
Seriously.
You're going to have to watch Bambi every month for a year.
It's just like somebody just coming and shooting up all your family just for no reason.
Right.
Like, why?
Just like for their hair or something.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Just dumb. You have pretty hair. You just take all of that.
Don't do it.
Why?
So I just want to wrap up. We're going into the new year, into 2019, and I found a few highlights of 2018 weird stories. Nice. Which I thoroughly enjoyed reading about. So, apparently, there was, in August, there was a horde of honeybees that descended onto a hot dog vendor's umbrella in Times Square. It apparently just brought Times Square to a standstill because people were just, like, gawking at this, like, crazy, like, bee invasion.
Wow.
And the bees were eventually apprehended by police officers who came armed with, like, a little vacuum thing.
I was going to say
just,
how.
Just, like, sucked them up. And then it didn't kill the bees. They just walked the vacuum to, like, a park and let them out.
Okay.
Which is pretty funny.
Nice.
So that was a good – that's in August. So we're going to continue down in 2018. Then apparently a Celebes crested how do I say that?
I don't even know. Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. A monkey took a selfie using a nature photographer's camera, and then a lawsuit was filed on the monkey's behalf by People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, who argued that the primate was the legal owner of all the photos he took.
Yeah.
The court rejected the lawsuit and ruled that monkeys cannot sue for copyright protection.
What? Yes, they can.
Apparently, this is like a pretty well-known case if you're like a copyright lawyer.
Yeah.
Because you can see the picture that the monkey took.
Uh-huh.
You can see its selfie. And apparently, like, lawyers just love this picture because it's a hilarious story.
Yeah.
And, like, use it for, like, their little profile pictures and stuff. It's actually a pretty good monkey selfie.
Oh.
I don't know how many there are out there, but the picture's really clear, actually.
I'm going to have to go
and
look
at
it.
And he's, like, smiling.
Go
it's
ahead.
It's impressive. But, yeah, so he doesn't have the rights to his photos, unfortunately.
Animals have rights, too, people. Animals have rights, too.
Fortunately, doesn't get to keep them.
I know.
Sorry, guy. I'm sorry. In New Hampshire in January, a man bit a police dog whose team was investigating a reported shooting. Apparently, the authorities were attempting to arrest the man on an outstanding warrant when he bit the state police dog. Then the police dog bit back.
I can imagine.
And then watched while the man was tasered.
Why would you bite the dog?
I have no idea.
The dog will bite you back. Oh,
and
my gosh.
And bite you back way harder.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Smart, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you end up getting tasered. I bet that was worth it.
Yeah. You don't bite an officer.
Right.
You
know? Exactly. Consequences.
Yeah. Then, also in 2018, in July, in a touristy section of Miami Beach, Florida, a homeless man with no arms was charged with stabbing a Chicago man with a pair of scissors using his feet.
Okay, what?
Apparently, the assailant claimed self-defense, but the victim, the one who was stabbed, said that he was only asking for directions when he was attacked.
Oh my gosh, how do you get stabbed by someone with no arms?
I mean, they use their feet.
Yeah,
that's
obviously
crazy.
Right.
I hope they weren't safety scissors. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did he get stabbed? Did it say?
It didn't say where on his body.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be ironic if it was his arms.
I know. Right?
Oh,
have
man.
Arms, I don't. But the flexibility that has to be
I know,
done
that
there.
Is kind of impressive.
Right.
Like the
little
strength.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And then our final story, which we mentioned in one of our weird news episodes a little while ago. This happened in Houston. And a Houston City Council moved very quickly, this was in October, to derail the prospect of becoming the first U.S. city to host a brothel featuring robotic sex dolls.
Yeah, I remember this
which
story.
This was a funny story to cover. When the town heard about this plan by a Toronto-based company called, I remember this name,
yes,
Kinky's Dolls?
Yes.
It's like Kinky, capital S, doll, capital S.
Yeah.
And the company was trying to open in the city, but then local laws were altered. And that the Houston mayor said that you cannot engage in sexual activities with any inanimate objects at the business.
Right. Because
how they outlawed it.
Yeah. Because they had like back rooms to where you could rent those dolls and do what you like in one of their back rooms and then leave it.
Right. So because it's a brothel.
Yeah.
So they were like, you can't do that.
So gross.
Oh, so gross. I don't even want to just.
No. Yeah. No.
Well, I'm glad they outlawed that because.
Me too.
That's creepy. So that is Weird Stories of 2018. Thank you all so much for listening, and tune in to our next episode.